5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's not calling it quits or the tweets. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Justice Department pushing back on reports the Attorney General is considering resigning, which is what some Democrats and Trump critics have been calling for. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Amid multiple reports that Attorney General William Barr has told people he's considering resigning over President Trump's interference with matters before the Justice Department, a denial from the DOJ. A department spokeswoman tweeting that Barr has no plans to resign. The president has ignored Barr's request to stop weighing in on active DOJ matters, but also said that he has full confidence in Barr. The latest developments come on the heels of a public letter by more than 2,000 former Justice Department employees calling on Barr to resign over his intervention in the case of longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone. Dave?
John, tonight the president will hold a rally in Arizona around the same time his Democratic rivals debate in Nevada. It'll be the first time Mike Bloomberg is included, and his campaign says they're excited he'll get to share his vision. But the five other Democrats will be there with him have all been critical of the TV ad binge that's helped Bloomberg rise in the polls.
Mr. Bloomberg has every right in the world to run for president of the United States. He's an American citizen. But I don't think he has the right to buy this election.
Bernie Sanders at a CNN town hall. Sanders is leading all five national polls that have come out the last 2 days, a double-digit lead in four of them. Passengers on that coronavirus-plagued cruise ship quarantined in Japan are finally being allowed off after 2 weeks stuck in their cabins. More than 600 of them got sick with the coronavirus. Tyler Torres was among the 300 Americans taken off the ship earlier this week, flown back to the U.S. He and his newlywed wife are on their honeymoon, now in quarantine in Texas, and told Fox this morning.
Our neighbor, two Australians, were positive. Our neighbor at dinner, he tested positive, and our stateroom attendant tested positive. So people all around us, luckily we've been fine, though.
America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Harvey Weinstein's jury in New York is getting ready to deliberate a second day if the ex-Hollywood producer is guilty of rape and sexual assault on day one.
The jury of five women and seven men sent two notes to the judge, one to clarify verdict choices and legal definitions. The second note called for more specific information, including the layout of Weinstein's Manhattan apartment.
Fox's Gernal Scott, more rain is forecast the next few days in Mississippi, a few more inches, and that's not good news for all the people in the capital city flooded out of their homes.
Water from the swollen Pearl River in and around Jackson, Mississippi has yet to move out of neighborhoods, and so people who have been displaced continue to be so.
If you were told to evacuate, please heed these orders and do not return until officials have told you it's safe.
Governor Tate Reeves. The flooding could be found far outside the city, like in Ridgeland, Mississippi, where Donna Sojourner's home in a mobile home park is out of reach.
Yeah, I feel blessed. I feel totally blessed because I have a daughter in Ridgeland and we were able to go somewhere, you know?
And more rain could be coming. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A 1970s TV star has died.
Temporary layoffs. Good time.
Singer, songwriter, and actress Jhené Dubois played the vivacious neighbor on the 1970s sitcom Good Times.
Hey, I'll bet folks are always telling you how much you look like that fine Billy Dee Williams.
Dubois appeared on Broadway and in a string of TV and movie projects, including I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. She earned two Emmys for her voiceover work on the animated show The PJs, as well as co-wrote and sang the theme song for another hit TV sitcom.
Well, we're moving on.
Dubois was found dead Monday at her home in Glendale, California, apparently of natural causes. She was 74.
That's Carmen Roberts. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign City Council members have postponed a vote on a proposal to put 6 smart sensors on traffic signals at intersections downtown. They'll talk about it again next month. Each sensor costs $4,500. The devices would track environmental information and cameras would track traffic and pedestrian information. WCIA says council members had privacy concerns. They want to know more about how the data is stored at U of I and how it's kept private before making a decision. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is set to propose a $147 million increase in the budget for the Department of Children and Family Services. It is a 20% increase over the previous fiscal year. The governor is set to give a budget address today. His proposal includes an 11% increase in staffing for the department. It'll bring the DCFS budget to $1.46 billion. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
All right, we open our 8 o'clock hour with some news and weather. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with 2 locations in Champaign-Urbana. Call them up today. Make somebody's day at 367-ROSE. Diane has our weather.
Yeah, and those who had received a Valentine's bouquet from Blossom Basket, probably still going strong.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my daughter, Anna, dates Seth, and I know he made a gas station purchase.
Yeah, well, those aren't going to last.
There's like 3 petals left.
Yeah, those are going to last a couple days, and that's the difference between.
And we had senior night last night, and I had these special roses prepared from Blossom Basket, and boy, was that a hit.
Yeah, and those are going to last. Yeah, senior night went well.
Exactly.
Okay.
So proud of Ann, our dancer.
Good for her.
The basketball team and the regional champs at Unity coming to the floor, and Elise Knutson, who broke Brian Cardinals.
All the points.
Yeah. So good stuff happening at Unity yesterday. Thanks for letting me indulge a minute. Okay, back to the weather. Sunshine in a high 36, low 17. 25 the high tomorrow, down to 13. Partly cloudy conditions. And sunshine as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 36. 46 for Saturday and Sunday. Right now we're 23 on ESPN 93.5.
Didn't see it coming. Illinois wins. Didn't see Io playing. He played and starred and led the Illini to a top 10 road win for the first time in 8 years.
Well, I told our guys, I said, you know, in shoot around today, you know, we had won 7 in a row and you become the hunted. And you have a tendency sometimes to maybe not be as sharp or prepare quite as well because it's, you know,
human nature.
It's exactly human nature.
But Illinois played great. Penn State, after winning 8 in a row and being in a spot they've never been in, Illinois was able to get in and get out with a victory. Amazing. Io DeSumo, what a star.
I just rehab a lot. Paul and Fletch, they got me at early 5:30 in the morning, you know, working, ice, rehab, stretching, you know, pushed me to the point of pain, but I know the reward at the end. And then I woke up, I told Paul that, you know, feeling better. I want to at least give it a shot this game. And I got out there and I just put all my faith to the Lord, you know, and the Lord gave me making it possible for me to come out here and play. And then, like I said, just the training staff and everyone.
The Lord made it possible for me to come out and play. There were a lot of prayers for Io DeSumo, and he looked tremendous. I mean, he's our guy, and you could see how lost we were at Rutgers without him. And with him, we're pretty good. So you can book the NCAA tournament. The Illini have sealed their ticket. I mean, minus something unusual happening over the last 5 games, but the Illini are pretty good at basketball, and we're pretty excited about them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be participating in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 6 years.
Woohoo! Brackets, baby!
Let's go! Ladies and gentlemen, from San Diego, California, our friend, our legal scholar-type person, Wendy Patrick. How are you?
Always a pleasure. Wonderful.
I talked about this the other day. American Airlines passenger getting her seat punched repeatedly. The guy sat in the very back, so there's no reclining for him. He said, "Would you please put it up while I eat?" She did. Then she put it back down. He continues to punch the seat. She is threatening a lawsuit. Where are we? Can you sue for something like this?
Yeah, you know, is it a good lawsuit? Probably not. But, however, I have to say, Stevie, you know, we look at these cases through the lens of what we know. It comes down to me into one word, jetiquette. All of us fly. We all know there are both written and unwritten rules that govern our conduct aboard. The written rules are easy. The unwritten rules, maybe not so easy. That has to do with what do you do with the armrests, the seat backs, the tray tables, do you use earphones if you're listening to entertainment? This is a case where that completely went wrong. You laid out the facts very well. Let me add a couple more. The footage that has gone viral of this man pushing her seat repeatedly is something that is obviously out of context, but can we just look at that footage and say that we know what led to this point or what we should do about it? Remember, if she were to file a lawsuit, she would have to allege some sort of damages, whether it's insult or injury. Injury, is it neck injury? Insult, remember there were some allegations that she said that the flight attendant said some things to her that were slanderous. So you've got to have the injury first and then decide, is this really the vehicle to get that kind of compensation? And as this conversation here, I mean, our listeners are probably thinking, what kind of jury appeal would a case like this have?
We've all been there. I never recline my seat simply because the 2 inches doesn't matter. I think the airline should disable those as tight as it's getting in economy.
I totally agree. Yep. I don't recline mine either for the same reason.
It just don't allow us to recline because you guys have squeezed us in to get more money. So just forget the recline part. That's fine. And then you know what? The proper thing for the guy to do wasn't to slug the back of the seat. And the proper thing for the flight attendant to do wasn't to give him alcohol. What?
I know. Going wheels up and then bottoms up, that's another bad idea. That leads to jetiquette breaches more often than not.
Right.
Is the solution? You know, it's one of those things where we've all sort of got to understand, let's make this as painless and as pleasurable and as peaceful as possible. We all need to get to our destination. So this is the kind of thing that maybe shines a spotlight on the reality that we should do everything we can to keep peace with those around us so we don't end up being the next video gone viral.
Wendy Patrick, 3 female high school athletes in Connecticut, along with their families, filed a federal lawsuit to prevent transgender athletes from competing in girls' track and field meets, arguing that biologically male athletes have a physical advantage. Is there merit to this?
Yeah, this is a much tougher case. So this was a federal lawsuit that was filed to prevent, as you say, transgender athletes from competing in girls' track and field. The argument is a very logical and practical one. Biological boys are stronger and faster than biological girls. And if that's true and they're allowed to compete together because the boys are transgender girls, they identify as female, is that fair? Are the girls ever going to be able to take home any medals? And, you know, we've all been in high school. I mean, that's a big deal for athletes to be able to compete and to, you know, really excel at a particular sport. And the argument is it shouldn't be fair that the boys are always going to win. So it's interesting in the way this lawsuit was filed. So they basically filed it against a state board that governs high school athletes and several school districts. What they want is an injunction against the state policy because Connecticut is one of 17 states that allows transgender high school athletes to compete without restrictions. That's important, Sergio, because there are other states that require restrictions, such as they have to first go through sex reassignment procedures or hormone therapies. Yeah, we don't want our young people to do that anyway, that it would be what you'd need to do in other states, not so in Connecticut, and that's the basis, one of the bases for the lawsuit.
Well, again, these boys who identify as girls have won 15 state titles. The girls have gotten third place everywhere because there's 2 transgender and they're men. And can we agree that there are physical differences between men and women? Is that okay politically for me to even say that these days?
Yeah, that's actually not the argument. But you're right to ask the question. And that's like it's almost even hard to talk about. But the issue is not whether there are physical differences. Obviously, there are. But there are also rules against discrimination. So these are, I mean, and you can see why a case like this is completely ripe for the Supreme Court. And I guarantee you and I are going to be discussing this again.
Yep.
If not this Connecticut federal lawsuit, other states are going to follow suit. Everybody's watching this because this is an issue in an increasing number of jurisdictions.
And listen, if a person wants to identify with whatever they want to identify, it's their business. But when you start competing, I can totally see if you have a young lady running and there's a man running, a young boy, you're going to see, gosh, he's got bigger muscles in the legs and arms and stuff. I can totally understand the parents being, what's going on?
It's that simple.
I want a scholarship. It's not, I mean, I can't win anything. So how's that going to hurt me to move on? Anyway, it's fascinating, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again. Always a pleasure, Wendy. Thanks for your smarts.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right, Wendy Patrick out in San Diego. Because I've seen pictures of these races, and the boys who identify as girls, they're winning.
Yep.
They're going first and second. And you're going, well, they look a lot more muscular because there's a difference physically with girls and boys.
And the power of the leaps and things like that. We see it in dance all the time, too. And if you could learn how to, you know, promote that person, that's great. It's just that it's not really fair when you're scoring those kinds of points in basketball.
And these girls' resumes, they're not winning anything, but they're getting third when they probably would have got first.
Right.
So scholarships and college considerations and all these other things.
Shoot.
So they filed a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255, you want to chime in? 816, sports headlines coming up.
You had a dream of opening your business, and you took a risk to build it. At Busey, we understand your goals and dreams continue to evolve as you position your business for growth, look towards retirement, and plan for future generations. Achieve your dreams. Busey is here to help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job. Said Aiden likes that line, huh?
He does.
Yeah, he seemed charged up for this job.
He says that, and he says, duh, sausages.
Duh, sausages.
Every time he hears it.
Duh, bears.
ESPN 93.5.
Here we go.
All right, the Illini beat number 9, Penn State, 62-56. Io DeSumo with 24 points. Kofi had 14 with 7 rebounds. You mentioned earlier in the show, Stevie, he was getting some fouls early on, huh?
Yeah, Kofi got 2 in the first 5 minutes, so he was pretty much done for the first half. Got in there for another sneak 1 minute, but pretty much we played with that. And then DeMonte did an amazing job on their best scorer. DeMonte got 4 fouls, but he hung in there with Stevens, a really good player at Penn State. But the Illini upset. Number 9, Penn State on the road. Woo-hoo!
Out-rebound the Nittany Lions. Whoa. Held them to 4 threes. So good stuff. Now next up, Nebraska, Monday at 7. That one is not sold out. The last 2 in March are. So keep in mind, stop by a Jets Pizza near you. Round Barn location at Madison Springfield. And near campus at Neal and Green as you sign up to win tickets to those last 3 home games. As we say, go Illini with Jets Pizza. Our ladies are in Ann Arbor to face Michigan with a 6 o'clock tip. As far as other Big Ten action, we had number 7 Maryland over Northwestern, 76-67. Purdue was beat by Wisconsin, 69-65. We have a little bit of a trend happening. Michigan State investigation. Looks like an NCAA investigation against the recruiting violations that Curtis Blackwell could have had with Coach Mark D'Antonio. I don't know if you've heard about that at Michigan State.
There's all kinds of. It started with the medical doctor and the gymnast and all the abuse, and that was Michigan State.
Okay.
So they're having problems galore. That's maybe one reason why it took them their third try to get a football coach up there.
I see. Drew Brees is back.
Yep.
One last run at it. We had the Blues over the New Jersey Devils yesterday.
Okay, we'll check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Mostly sunny. High 36, 17 our low tonight. 26 the high tomorrow, down to 13. That's the cool spot of the week. We've got sunshine and a high 36 Friday. Sunny on Saturday, high 46. And 46 the high on Sunday with some showers late. Right now the temperature's at 23 on ESPN 93.5. 93.5.
Rod Blagojevich is a free man. The former governor of Illinois sentenced to 14 years for trying to sell a Senator Barack Obama's Senate seat. My comments on that coming up. And the president of the United States commenting on tweeting and how it affects his attorney general. And it looks like the president backed down a little. There's movement on some of that. That's very exciting for me. 8:20, I'll play that coming up.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a sign you'll be paying more for things. The producer price index rose 0.5% in January. It's a hotter increase than expected. It measures the cost of things at the wholesale level. The increase is the strongest since October of 2018. Over the past year, prices are up 2.1%. However, there's encouraging news on the housing market. Though housing starts were down 3.6% in January, there are plans to step up building in the future. Building permits rose 9.2% to a near 13-year high. The January drop was expected because home building picked up at the end of last year. Dish Network lost nearly 200,000 TV subscribers in the holiday quarter. Still, Dish's earnings were better than expected as it plans to start a new phone service. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
At Everyday Kitchen Restaurant and Bar, we believe that food makes you feel good. Our expert mixologists have crafted cocktails ideal for sweater weather, including the chai apple martini or hot buttered rum. Join us for lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch for the Spitfire Ham and Eggs Benedict and award-winning Bloody Mary. No matter what time of day, we bring honest goodness and fresh inspiration to every plate and glass at Everyday Kitchen. Book your table at everydaykitchen.com or visit us at Neal Street and Fox Drive, right next to Logic Everyday Community.
Think your financial future is too far away? Well, you're not alone. Only one-third of Americans feel prepared for their long-term financial future, according to the Consumer Federation of America. Well, saving is a step to building a stronger future. Whether you're starting a college fund, saving for retirement, or building an emergency fund, the troubling reality is about half of adults are saying 5% or less, are saving 5% or less. 7 out of 10 Americans have less than $1,000 in their savings accounts. 7 out of 10. Busey and most financial experts recommend at least 15% of your income. If you can't do it, then you need to say, we need to cut back on a couple of other things. You want to have cash. Cash is giving you choices in your life. Busey suggests two steps: creating a budget, and then save, and then save, and then when you're done, save. Great tool to help you save is Big Change from Busey. Simply swipe your debit card, sit back and watch your savings grow. Every time you use your debit card, the transaction is rounded up to the next nearest dollar. At the end of the day, the total amount from your transactions automatically transferred to your savings and money market account. So you do it kind of quietly. Invest in your financial future. Check your options. Go to Busey.com to get started. Or you're welcome to stop by one of the many convenient locations today for solutions for personal, business, and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. Rod Blagojevich is a free man.
I saw the headline saying, spare the rod.
There you go. Is that News Gazette?
Yeah.
Spare the rod in the News Gazette. Rod Blagojevich, our former governor, is out of prison.
Everlasting gratitude to President Trump for doing what he did.
Now, they met on The Apprentice.
Oh, that's right.
And Donald Trump fired him, but said, you're a tough guy.
Uh-huh.
And his whole proceedings and stuff was just beginning, all the court stuff. And what I said last hour is that there's so much stuff going on in Chicago. Rod Blagojevich was dumb, stupid, and arrogant. Those are bad combinations. And the folks in Chicago who have been doing stuff forever, most famous was Richard Daley stealing the election. The actual presidential election swung with Illinois, and he just absolutely took it away from Richard Nixon. Yeah, it was for John Kennedy back in 1960. This stuff going on in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
What Rod Blagojevich did or inferred or talked on wiretap, that was all really wrong. But how long is enough?
Right.
If you only get an average of 13 years for murder in this country and 4 years for rape and maybe a year for burglary and robbery, and you're giving this guy 14? That doesn't seem equal. Just because he's a name you've known and he abused the public trust. What do you think is going on in Chicago in the back rooms? You think it's all legal? Come on, man. Don't be such a hypocrite. That's what the Chicago guys, they didn't like the guy.
Right.
He was getting real sassy and real public. We got to get rid of him. Where's the bus? Oh, okay. It's at the corner. Put him under it.
Right.
So he's free. And would really get the goat of many is to use him. Have Rod be on some committee for the president and work on stuff, whatever. I thought it was is outlandish compared to what's going on in Chicago all the time. They just, all this high and mighty stuff, and how dare you, and what do you do? How long have you cheated up there with stuff and funds and contracts and buddies and kickbacks and come on, man. Don't give me that. So Rod's out.
Everlasting gratitude to President Trump for doing what he did.
Plus, he's kind of entertaining. It's good to have him back. His hair is full, but it's gray.
Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't. Of course, he didn't know it was coming. He did not know until he heard it on the news himself.
Right.
No heads up, so no time to get Grecian.
That's right.
Because if he goes Grecian on you, he'll look the same.
I think it looks good, though. Now he doesn't have to color it.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, you don't have quick access to coloring in the jail.
No, I wouldn't think so. So good to have Blago out, and of course the president getting criticism for commuting and pardoning when President Obama did over 1,900 of them, including 512 life sentences. And I don't remember an article about that. Yeah. Okay, 827. Fighting line, I win. Unbelievable. Unexpected. When we heard Iowa was starting, there was certainly a spring in my step for the 3 minutes that I heard before the tip-off that he was in the lineup. And listen, it's like is your best player by a lot. And then when he has the ball, you're going, okay, that's good. Sometimes teams have players where when they have the ball, it's like, okay, we're good. That's what we got with Io DeSumo. A very good chance he won't be here next year. He'll try and make money, whether it be the NBA or Europe or whatever. The guy's going to go out and make money, and he'll make money. I don't know where. He's projected like number 38 in the draft, which is second round, which isn't as good. And maybe his stock will go up if he has a wonderful finish. But right now we have five games left, and all five of them are against teams that are not ranked. So there's that. Iowa might be ranked right now. But we have home Nebraska. Got to win that.
Yeah.
They've won like three times in the Big Ten. Then you go to Northwestern. They've won once in the Big Ten. I know at Northwestern, Northwestern almost beat us here. So that's going to be hard. I know that. But certainly winnable. Then you host Indiana on a Sunday. Bring it on at home on a Sunday. Let's go.
Goodness.
Then we go to Ohio State. Going to be tough. Schottenstein's a tough place, and Ohio State's a good team. And then we close with Iowa on Sunday night in March.
Oh, wow. March 8th, isn't it?
Yep. National television. Iowa dunking in my face at the end of the game.
Uh-huh.
So we're kind of excited for that one.
Okay.
So we got five games left. Then it's the Big Ten tournament. We are a couple of, probably one or two slots away, one slot away from getting a bye in the Big Ten tournament all the way to Friday. Tournament starts Wednesday. That's when we played last time.
Fresh legs.
If we play Friday, that means there's only three games to win the Big Ten tournament.
Right.
And then it's Selection Sunday, which
is really a slant, though. People playing early are really worn out at the end, aren't they?
Can't play. You get three games. You can't play four. One time it's happened. I think Iowa won with a four-game win. But every day you can go about three. Anyway, then we'll watch Selection Sunday for the first time in 6 years and actually care.
Yes.
Because before, I didn't. We'll be right back. Don't get into debt for college is the tip. I've got a guest about that. Stand by.
Hi, welcome to Honda BMW of Champaign.
Hi, I've got all sorts of car problems.
Okay, we'd be happy to help you out. What's the issue?
First off, I think I need a new car. Mine is really old.
We've got a large selection of new Hondas on our lot.
Great, and then my wife needs one too, but I don't think we have the budget for two new cars.
Our finance department will help you pick the best option for your needs.
Wow, you answered all my questions.
That's what we're here for. Sir?
Finally, peace of mind.
Honda BMW of Champaign. Their staff is committed to giving you peace of mind. Stop by today at the corner of Neal and Brewash in Savoy.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 35%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
News. I'm Dave Anthony. Democrats will debate again tonight in Nevada with someone new on stage.
Tonight's Democratic debate in Las Vegas will bring a new addition to the stage, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Thanks to new polling released yesterday, Bloomberg qualified for the debate with 19% support. The debate is expected to last 2 hours and starts at 9 o'clock Eastern on NBC.
Fox's Tanya J. Power is also there. Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. A coronavirus quarantine is over for most passengers on a cruise ship in Japan.
Hundreds of passengers disembarking the Diamond Princess, which has been anchored near Tokyo for 2 weeks. People who've tested negative for the virus are free to leave. Those who've tested positive are either still on the ship or in the hospital.
Fox's Simon Owen. The Chinese government has expelled three Wall Street Journal reporters over an opinion piece not written by them, critical of the coronavirus response. The virus has killed more than 2,000 people in China. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Hi, I'm Mike Roy from the Unity Music Boosters, warning you to come to All Out Acapella on Saturday, February 22nd at Unity High School. Two different shows, 4:30 and 7:30 p.m. $15 adult tickets, $10 student tickets ahead of time. Seeing some of the best college, high school, and elementary school group you will ever see. You can go to unitymusicboosters.org for your tickets, and we hope to see you there. Once again, that's All Out Acapella on Saturday, February 22nd.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. President Trump has granted clemency to former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich, who had served 8 years for federal corruption charges. ABC 7 Chicago says Blagojevich arrived back home to Chicago just after midnight this morning. He told reporters as he prepared to board his flight from Colorado that he did not have advanced warning of the president's decision, and he found out through the news like everyone else. Champaign City Council members have postponed a vote on a proposal to put six smart sensors on traffic signals at intersections downtown. They'll talk about it again next month. Each sensor costs $4,500. The devices would track environmental information and cameras would track traffic and pedestrian information. WCIA says council members had privacy concerns. They want to know more about how the data is stored at U of I and how it's kept private before making a decision. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, I'm loving the sunshine, Stevie. Today's high 37, 17 our low tonight. 25 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to around 13. Sunshine expected as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 36. 46 on Saturday with sunshine. Late showers on Sunday, but still up to 47. We're currently at 23 on ESPN 93.5.
Looking forward to the Democratic debate tonight because of the addition of Mike Bloomberg. And I'm wondering if the former New York mayor will tell me about some new processes that I need to know, because he's really, really smart.
Because I could teach anybody to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300. You could learn that.
Yeah, you bet I can. So I'm looking for a combine today, if anybody has one. And then I've got a hose. I got that at home. And dirt. Everybody has a dirt. And I suppose I could buy a seed at Meijer. So I just put the seed in the ground, put dirt on, put water, bam.
My, oh my.
I am a farmer today. I had no idea it was that easy. Anyway, do you think any farmer will vote?
Most people that are, I've asked to step up to the mic and react to this on the ag community have said,
no.
Yeah.
No. We don't want.
Hard pass.
They're not going to do that. But where you go is the Philo Tavern for coffee.
Yeah.
That's where you go.
There you go.
If you want to know a little more about that, and there's not unanimity in very much, particularly in my farmer friends. There's going to be disagreements. That's fine. They're good people. You know, if you don't like a particular farmer, you disagree on something, that's all right, but they're still honest. They're still good, hardworking people. You can't do that work without being an unbelievable worker. Because when you go from dawn until dusk and you have to fret about flooding and seeds washing, I mean, there's so much stuff in agronomy and genetics, timing. I mean, it's... But fortunately, Michael Bloomberg has a processy, and he can teach anybody how to farm, which is encouraging. Because think about it: if your current gig doesn't work, there's always farming. It's kind of reassuring. If your current work doesn't pan out, just be a farmer. Silly! It's sitting there all our life. It was there. All it was a processy. As more Gen Zers come of age, they'd be wise to learn from the mistakes of millennials and think twice before borrowing money to pay for school. Manhattan Institute senior fellow, PhD, economist, worked at the Council of Economic Advisors under President Bush. Beth Akers, your family and I are very proud of you.
Good morning.
You're one of those really smart people. What happened? I mean, college got too expensive. Why?
Well, college is expensive largely because it's often worth it. That's the piece that's very often missing from the conversation. Economists estimate that a bachelor's degree will allow you to earn an extra $1 million for the course of your career relative to having just a high school diploma. So in the instances when that is true, it is absolutely worth it to take on some debt for college. The problem is that is not always the case, as we all know very well. There are plenty of colleges and especially majors out there that do not set people up for a career that will pay them enough to make it worth it for them to have borrowed.
Like, say, maybe a major like, say, speech communications. Somebody I know did that many years ago. And, yeah, I think these days, Beth, doesn't make sense to have a discipline.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you could go to Harvard, study pretty much anything you want, and guess what? You're going to be just fine. Someone's going to hire you and pay you a lot of money. But the problem is that it's actually a really nuanced decision that you have to make when you think about where to go, what to study, and how much to spend. Students today are actually at an advantage, though, in that there is information now published by the federal government on a website called thecollegescorecard.gov. And what it does is publishes income information for graduates from every college and university across every major in the country. So if someone's shopping for college, they have the possibility of going and seeing how other students before them have fared financially, and then can use that information to decide whether or not it makes sense to pay that big price tag or borrow to have to go to college. And that's something I encourage everyone to do who's thinking about college today.
Well, where again, what's the resource? Where do I go again to check that out?
Yes, this is called the College Scorecard. It's created by the Federal Department of Education, thecollegescorecard.gov. And it's not a super consumer-friendly website. It's a government website, after all. But if you have an idea of the different majors and different colleges and universities that you're considering, you can go ahead, plug in, and look at that data on how students who have graduated from those schools before you have done when it comes to paying back their student loans, whether or not they've succeeded in doing that, and how much they're earning. That's critical information to somebody who's thinking about taking on debt to make an investment in education.
Now, smart stuff, Dr. Akers. We appreciate you. Is there a way to connect with you?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter, at Dr. Beth Akers, or see me on the Manhattan Institute website for all my writing on the labor market and college finance.
And listen, I appreciate what you had to say today. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Dr. Beth Akers from Salt Lake City, Utah, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take a look at the number and then decide, is my history major going to pay me back for this?
Right.
And at $140,000 for 4 years, you might say no. Might say that's a little too much, but if I'm going to be a doctor, dentist, attorney, architect, engineer, something specific, a much better chance at a return. What's that called? Government scorecard?
CollegeScorecard.gov.
Okay, totally look at that. We were at Long Branch for Valentine's Day on Friday night. We had the pork chops. Man, a lot of times the pork chops can get dried out. It's just a timing thing, and Donnie had it going on up there. It's good stuff. If you want a great steak, why don't you go up to Gifford? There's a restaurant there that's been there a long time called the Long Branch Steakhouse. I want you to go in there and find Donnie. He'll be cooking and preparing all your food. And then may I suggest the beautiful prime rib. Now, Donnie cuts it right off the side of beef when you order it. This is awesome, awesome meat, and you're going to love a steak from the Long Branch Steakhouse. Go say hey to Donnie. Tell him I sent you, Stevie J, and get up there as soon as you can. You're going to love it. Long Branch Steakhouse, Gifford, Illinois. Get ready for an adventure from Midwest Scuba Center. September 12th to the 20th, 2020, you're invited to travel to Bonaire in the Caribbean and go on an incredible dive experience. You'll dive with Ned Deloche, the world-famous fish and coral ID expert. Experience the number one dive site in the Caribbean, September 12th to the 20th, with unlimited shore diving and 2 boat dives per day from Midwest Scuba Center. For more information and details, go to divemsc.com.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
Our Stever offer today was from ABC Heating and Cooling. It's Mike and Gina and the crew at ABC, locally owned and operated. If you want me to tune up your furnace, I got you. I got you. I'm paying for it. If you haven't had a furnace checkup, you should do that every year. Mm-hmm. If you haven't done it, I'm just encouraging you to text in ABC to me right now. We're looking for people that have never called ABC at 359-2255. I've got you covered on the tune-up. Okay, we'll tune up your furnace for free. Stevie J on Stever. It's where you spend my money and keep the stuff. Two requirements. You must do this, at least book the appointment within 7 days. And then tell me what you thought of your experience when you're done.
359-2255.
Text in ABC if you want me to tune up your furnace for free.
I've already gotten a few texts about how is college worth it if you go 80K in debt and you can't find a job in your major. We should be promoting trade schools.
Trade schools are wonderful. Donald Trump has promoted trade schools. If you want to become an electrician, a plumber, a carpenter, a painter, it's a wonderful skill. It's awesome. You can make really good money. Nothing wrong with that at all. Trade schools are wonderful. I think it's fascinating and amazing to me when people can do so much with their hands and have so much skill in that area. And again, you got to consider what it pays when you go into that major. And it's more difficult if it's not a discipline. Doesn't mean you can't be wildly successful. But when you go into nursing or you go into being a doctor, something absolutely... specific knowledge pays more. An economist that is a genius on how to run your finances. I mean, there's stuff like that that is really specific. And if you do that, you're going to have more work. But the research is what's key. Again, speech communication, kind of came into that business, but not a great major.
Right.
From the standpoint of what do? Sales.
Right.
Right? I mean, so you got to consider that and then, you know, weigh it. If you're going to be an architect, you'll probably pay that college back. But again, I think going to Parkland College is one of the smartest financial decisions you can make. You get your general stuff out of the way for a fraction of the cost. I mean, you can save $40,000 in 2 years. Save $40,000 in 2 years by going to Parkland.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best community colleges around. All right, 844, Illinois wins. Illinois wins next.
I was so frustrated. My laundry set just died, and I didn't have time to go all over town shopping. Between working and getting the kids to practice, I had to do it all online. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is where I purchased before, so I went there, appliance-world.com. Instantly, I got a response. I purchased a Maytag washer and dryer, had it shipped right away, and got their free 10-year protection plan. Really was easy. I dealt with a Dick Van Dyke sales associate right here in Central Illinois. Wow.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true online story in the Champaign-Urbana area within the past month. Tired of hearing,
shipping is going to cost you a ton, buddy.
Or that'd be 3 or 4 weeks at least. When shopping online, Dick Van Dyke has made online business local and easy. I guarantee the best deal, whether online or in store, on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas & Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
All right, here we go. Sports headlines. Io DeSumo and the Fighting Illini win. Big win, big win.
Yeah, the final was 62-56 over number 9 Penn State, and that was our first top 10 win since 2012.
On the road.
Our losing streak to an end.
Yeah.
A texter, a 217 texter to 359-2255 said that really felt good. It was nice to have Io in the lineup as well. It would be great to give a shout-out to Paul Schmidt, the certified athletic trainer.
And I think Io did, and
yes.
Coach Underwood did, Paul Schmidt, and then the weightlifter guy, the strength coach also. I mean, they were with him almost 24-7.
And this guy says, I'm sure so many hours working, trying to get him on the floor. Nice to give a little recognition to those behind the scenes and the staff who worked extremely hard to make things possible on the court or field when we can.
Yep.
We have our Illini women in action up in Ann Arbor. That's a 6 o'clock tip against Michigan. Maryland over Northwestern yesterday. Wisconsin over Purdue. Ryan Newman, of course, awake and speaking with family and doctors. 20 hours after that crash at the Daytona 500. Drew Brees back with the Saints. NHL action had the Blues over the New Jersey Devils 3-0. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And again, Dick Van Dyke, if you are in need of an appliance, the reason you would go there and at least look is that that's all they do. Since 1977, over 43 years now of appliance experience. And again, with the offering of the discount prices for a range of really quality machines, Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. And not only low prices, but a fantastic selection. From all over Central Illinois, it's Dick Van Dyke Appliance
World?
Okay. Thank you. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com, and they do offer their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Yep. Quite as high as Mrs. Reakin. But
yeah, I was cheering a lot for Anna as a senior yesterday. And
they specialize in service. They can deliver and install as well. You can get started at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Blogoyevich.com. So we talked about Rod Blagojevich getting out.
Yes.
We talked about Mike Bloomberg being in the debate tonight, which would be worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of the other candidates are saying, wait a minute, dude, I've been out here for 18 months, and you're going to spray $400 million, which is a fraction of what you're worth, and you can do that. And Bernie's not happy. Bernie's the man of the people. He's a socialist. He's pure and simple socialist. And he's not happy that you can come in, because what does he rail on? The number one thing he rails on? Billionaires. So here's a old white man billionaire coming to take his spot. And you know what? I think he will.
Jason had texted in, seniors better be careful with Bloomberg. A video managed to emerge yesterday with him talking health care. He flat out said, if a 95-year-old comes in with cancer, we need to just tell them, go live your life. There's nothing we can do for
you.
No,
he's just said a lot of things that are going to cause you to maybe raise your eyebrows. Anyway, we'll see. It'll be fascinating to see, because he obviously knows what's coming. They're going to hit him hard, but what will he say? How he'll have to look presidential, and as the attacker, you got to be careful too. You can't just cry in the playground saying you're taking my spot. You can't do that. You got to be absolute in what you believe, and then distinguish, and then let the people figure it out. But yeah, for him, irony of ironies, a billionaire to come in when he rails on billionaires. Ought to be fun.
Welcome back to CUTV. We are the power couple of Balzer Upper. In the kitchen, Jessana, we are seeing so many wonderful Dynasty cabinets and American granite countertops from Luther Falls. This kitchen is beautiful.
That's not even getting to the bathroom, Chop. Luther Falls does amazing work. The bathroom has all the amenities and beauty this house deserves. Some awesome tiles, amazing new tubs and showers.
Luther Falls has all the cabinet colors and options. They make renovations so easy.
If you are in the Bloomington or Champaign area, contact Luther Falls immediately. Go to their website, lutherfalls.com. Financing now available.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, one more time, a look at this weather, which looks nice and warm coming
down. Yeah, right now, though, there is a wind chill of 13 and the air temperature is at 23. Crisp sunshine this morning. Today's high 36, 17 our low tonight. 26 the high tomorrow, down to 13. 36 the high again on Friday with the sunshine. 46 Saturday and Sunday. Again, 23 on ESPN 93.5.
On the go, carry your branch with you, securely accessing your money anytime, anywhere. Download the BC Mobile app to deposit checks, view recent transactions, find a branch or ATM, transfer funds, and even pay bills, all on your schedule. Visit BC.com or your app store today for BC's innovative banking solutions. BC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
All right, so what do you got on the text there?
Well, just wondering, do the transgender boys shower with the girls? I personally don't think that would be appropriate, but if the transgender boys are not allowed to, they might have a discrimination lawsuit. What a world we live
in.
Well,
we were talking with Wendy Patrick about the Connecticut girls that are suing the boys that identify as females but run track and field, and they win all the races. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you're hurting my college chances. I always get third, and the two boys get first and second. So that was that.
And then we talked about Rob Blagojevich being released, and a DV had said, pointing out rapists and murderers don't pay a high enough price, illustrates how ridiculous our so-called justice system is. It just doesn't justify releasing RB, though.
You know, the question is then, how long should Rob Blagojevich have received? You got 14 years. President said 8's plenty. Murderers average 13.4 years sentence, murderers. And rapists get 4.9 years. So how much is enough if he's done eight?
Right.
And then you can argue that. But, you know, I just think Rod Blagojevich is a big mouth and a big talker and said too many things out loud that he may or may not have done or wanted to do. But I think he's a lovable Chicago Cub fan that I enjoyed talking to him when I had him on many times in my program. And I like the guy. I mean, he's an affable guy. I didn't agree with his politics. Well, he's a good guy. In a room at a coffee thing, you'd like him. And how long should he serve, in particularly when the people that threw him under the bus are have made the stuff going on in Chicago isn't legal, some of the stuff they're doing. And yet they kind of, it's a culture. It's kind of what we do here. That contract goes to that guy because their family got that. I mean, stuff like that all the time. Selling a Senate seat is bad. And he served 8 years. The question is, how long's enough? Okay, back tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner Program next more on Penn State, Illinois. Woohoo! Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday. If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Have you considered becoming a mentor? Right now is the perfect time through Big Brothers Big Sisters. The time commitment is small, but the impact is big. Children on our wait list enjoy playing sports, going out to eat, going to the movies, or just taking a walk in the park. If you've considered becoming a mentor through Big Brothers Big Sisters, please call our office at 355-2227 or check us out on Facebook at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Visit bbbscil.org.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one, to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-902-5454. 800-902-5454. 800-902-5454.
You're moving into a new neighborhood. It's important to make a good first impression. Is this what you want move-in day to be? The professional movers at Two Men in a Truck know your new neighbors are watching. From their kitchen window, they're sizing you up. Make a good first impression. Hire professional movers that are background checked and drug tested. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
1 in 4 batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are 3 ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-902-5454. 800-902-5454. 800-902-5454.
Talking with Ron Bailey, owner of the Blossom Basket Florist. Ron, what separates your flowers from some you might find at the grocery store?
Our flowers are usually about 3 days out of the field in South America when we get them in. With their cold storage all the way here, we guarantee the quality on them. They should last a long time. I have customers call me all the time say that our flowers lasted 2 weeks. And we process them, put preservatives in the water. We have the highest quality flowers that you can find.
Please visit the Blossom Basket Florist.